The Barbarian Tribes of Rome. Reasons for Early Germanic Migration After the Bronze Age. Now, there's a lot of reasons that can be given for this Germanic movement. Germanic people of the north had beyond a doubt heard of the accumulated wealth in urban centers further south, and the lure of sudden riches and booty must certainly have played a prominent role, just as it did in later Germanic history when the Germanic tribes were knocking so persistently at the doors of the Roman Empire. At this particular time, it would be the wealth of the Celtic foundations stirred their blood for more adventure and loot. Such motives have always played a part in war and colonial expansion. But that was a minor motivation. It is insufficient as a satisfactory explanation of the gradually accumulating waves of people from the north, even though these waves were often dashed to pieces against the opposition. Still, new waves were formed in the restless sea of people, and some of these were more successful. We have seen that Northern Europe enjoyed an optimum climate during the latter part of the Mesolithic, the Neolithic, and for the most part, the Bronze Age. Even with the primitive agricultural methods employed during the Neolithic era, there was an abundance of food and, a consequence, surplus of population. This was the cause of a movement of people during the Neolithic, which led to the foundation of Europe of today. Along with the beneficent climate of the Bronze Age, the relatively high cultural attainments of the people, the explosive energy of a vigorous people, there are many improvements in agricultural methods, better plows, better breeds of stock, better means of transportation, and a wider outlook culturally and materially. This resulted in a rapid increase in the population, an increase eventually of such a nature that the land could not provide sufficient food to maintain the standard of living. There was still another reason why the food supply was rapidly becoming inadequate to feed the population. The climate was changing to a cold, damp one, to more unpleasant winters and to summers not nearly as favorable to the production of crops and the raising of flocks and herds, in spite of the improved methods. Then, too, parts of the southern Baltic land area were gradually being flooded. The water level was rising. This would cause a very serious disturbance of the settlers in the coastal areas affected. A process of impoverishment would begin. Eventually, a portion of the inhabitants would be forced to emigrate. The emigrants would be more vigorous and more adventurous and more determined and often more needy and consequently more desperate. These were the ones who were ready to challenge an unknown future and stake their all on a desperate move. It was the principle of the Roman vers sacrum, applied by necessity and the urge to survive. Methods of criticism change with the times. In the days of rationalism, it was custom to regard all tales from the ancient literature and sagas of floods and other stirring events as product of pious fiction. With the change of methods of investigation, with the study of folklore, ethnology, archaeology, and comparative linguistics, it was realized there was some foundation for these so-called old wives' tales. Long years after the events, the descendants of the Goths at the time of the Jordanes told about the floods which had caused their first movement away from the homeland. Roman historians learned from captured Cimbri and Teutons that they had been forced to immigrate by a natural catastrophe which had caused large areas of the shoreland to be flooded and rendered unfit for habitation. And now the geologists substantiate the ancient story. Further excavations in northwest Germany have proved that many changes in the coastline had indeed taken place. These changes in the shorelines are explained as readjustments of land and water levels as a result of the melting of the glaciers and the consequent rise in the water. But in many cases, it's accompanied by the rise in the level of the land when relieved of the vast weight of the accumulated ice. There is still another possibility cause of the emigrations from the north. It was a change of climate. R.L. Carson describes the investigations of a Swedish scientist, Otto Pettersson, in connection with changes that have taken place in the north. Pettersson links events in the deep, hidden places of the ocean with the cyclical changes of climate and their effects on human history. As the ocean water presses towards the Baltic, it dips down and lets the fresh water roll out above it. At the deep level where salt and fresh water come into contact, there is a sharp level of discontinuity, like the surface film between water and air. Pettersson established a connection between this phenomena and the herring fishing, which flourished in the area in the Middle Ages about 1300. Then the herring withdrew into the North Sea, and the herring industry of the district collapsed. According to Pedersen, there are alternating periods of mild and severe climate which correspond with long period cycles of ocean tides. The world's most recent period of maximum tides and rigorous climate occurred in 1433, its effect being felt, however, for several centuries before and several centuries after. There's not very much snow, and the ice in the European coast, he claims, and very little ice in the seas around Iceland and Greenland during the latest period of the more favorable climate. The Vikings were sailing over the North Atlantic in those days, and there are records of Irish tales of monks passing freely between Ireland and Iceland. Between Britain and Scandinavian countries, communication was frequent and easy. There is very little mention in the Icelandic sagas about the dangers of drifting ice on exploratory voyages to Greenland and then to Vinland. It is not until the 13th century that we hear of travel difficulties. It is known that by the end of the 14th century, many of the old sailing routes had to be abandoned and new ones found that were considered safer. Some of the settlements in Greenland were located in places which would have been impossible in later days. Many of the old buildings appear to have been buried beneath the invading ice. In early Scandinavian literature, we hear of a great catastrophe which overlooked the north. This was the Fimbul winter, when the frost giants ruled. This could be a recollection of the Ice Age, but it could also refer to later events. It will be recalled that when Pytheas describes his journey to the north, he spoke of a sluggish, congealed mass in the sea. This could only have been floating ice. Pedersen explains that the direction of the ocean currents was altered. That included the Gulf Stream. The areas of low pressure were shifted. This materially affected the climate of Europe. This appears to have been an 1,800-year cycle. That means these climate changes were approaching a climax about a central point at 500 BCE. We have here a very specific cause of the first major Germanic migration, and therefore their continuance for several centuries. When such tremendous movements are underway, the pressures arise from all points, and there is no cessation until the restless waves of people either find a permanent place in which to settle or are swallowed up by the tides. So this is some pretty interesting information, particularly when we have more climate studies and we have more discussions about sometimes the Gulf Stream actually does stop and that triggers a cold period. So we'll be looking next at going into the background to the Celts and then to the Scythians before returning back to our Germanic peoples and looking at their lifestyles. Now the sources for this, the Germanic peoples and their origin, expansion, and culture by Owen, Civilization of the Celts by Launay, and the Civilization of the Steppes by Conrad. So I hope you enjoyed that, and as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out our merchandise, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.